It is Wednesday, and it means it's Winthrop Wednesday, and we have in the studio the Winthrop men's soccer coach, Daniel Ridenour. And Daniel, good to see you, my man.
Yeah, great for having me. Thanks.
All right. Another season is upon us for Winthrop men's soccer. And before we get into this year's team and the season, boy, your roots are deep at Winthrop University, especially in the soccer program.
Yeah, this is going into year 16 for me. Rock Hill's home now. Started off here in 2004, 4 years as an assistant for the gaffer, and then another 8 as the associate head coach, and then I was fortunate enough to be named the head coach in late 15, I believe.
So. The gaffer is, of course, Rich Posipenko, a long-serving coach for Winthrop University, still involved, of course, in soccer. So you took over when?
2016 was my first season.
That's fantastic. You know, we ask you, well, what's new? And you're like, well, there's this Storm Dorian and taking in 110 students from College of Charleston to Winthrop. How does that impact you?
Very little impact for us as far as an athletic program and a soccer program. Our women's team does play tonight against College of Charleston, so they had to move their game from college to up here in Rock Hill, so our women's team's benefiting from that. Hopefully the 110 students that are from College of Charleston will be able to go out and support their Cougars as well.
Oh, that's going to be a fun game.
That's very much so. All right, well, what do you want folks to know about this year's season? If they don't know much about Winthrop men's soccer, what are they missing out on, and what can you tell them to come to some of the matches?
Well, our games now are free, so that's something the department made a decision. I think it's been a wonderful idea to get more people out. Our team is exciting. We scored over the weekend. We scored 5 goals in 2 games. We probably should have scored more. Didn't, but as a coach, I'm always looking at, like, there's always a little bit more. We do have a couple of injuries that are hampering us at the moment, but this past weekend, Jordan Walshaw, who's a senior for us, was named to the Big South. He was named the Big South Attacking Player of the Week. Mm-hmm. He's been injured actually the past year and a half, so having him healthy is going to help us. But we've got a pretty senior group, and then we've got a lot of freshmen. We don't have a lot of guys in between, so it's a fun team to watch. We're fast paced. Pat's basketball teams get up and down the court, and we think we try to get up and down the pitch.
Wow. I like everything that you're saying. I especially like the free part because, you know, it's such a way to come and fall in love with the sport. And 5 goals in 1 game, that is exciting for soccer.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I didn't clarify that. We had 5 goals in 2 games, but we should have. We played VMI, and we beat them 2-0, and then unfortunately we lost a really, really heartbreaking game to Mount St. Mary's 4-3 in the last 7 minutes. But we did have chances to really put the game away. Mm-hmm. We're scoring more than we have in the past. We've had 2 preseason games against 2 excellent teams in App State and UNC Wilmington. And I think the future for our group right now, it's early days, but I think we've got a chance to be a fun and exciting group to watch.
Who are your big rivals?
Probably High Point now. Okay. It used to be Coastal. I mean, back in the day when the Big South was the Big South, Coastal was our, you know, beat Coastal. Everyone wanted to beat Coastal. Now I would say High Point just with the proximity. Mm-hmm. Gardner-Webb as a local school. If we could get Charlotte on the schedule every year, it would be a good derby, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of college soccer teams in the area are local, just like we have all the schools for all our sports. But college soccer, the parity is crazy from top to bottom. You take out the top 20 teams, take out the bottom 20 teams, and pretty much anybody on any given day can compete with everybody else.
Oh, that's a great way of putting that. Talk about your recruiting. What's the makeup of the team? Where are they from, and how do you go about recruiting the players?
So we have 26 guys on the roster right now. It's almost a 50-50 split in international players and locally based players. We've got players from Spain, Germany, the Faroe Islands, Ireland, England, Venezuela. We've had players from Uganda, like the Kalungis and the Circos, mm-hmm. in the past. We've had Kenyan players. And then locally now, we've got guys from Colombia. We've got a couple of guys from the Rock Hill, Fort Mill area, which is great. We try to see every player that we have on our team live. Mm-hmm. So that means some long trips for our staff. Some fun trips, but some long trips.
I was about to say, sign me up.
My wife doesn't like it so much sometimes when I might be gone for 20-plus days at a time.
Wow.
But She's
she'd like it better if she were invited to come along with you. Just a thought.
Yeah, that's in discussions. certainly in discussions. But we try to get out and see as many players as possible in the Southeast. We've got myself, our assistant Phil Heinsohn, sorry, associate head coach Phil Heinsohn, and our assistant Kyle Kenny are our recruitable coaches, so we can have three of us on the road at a time.
Wow. We're speaking with Daniel Ridenour. He's the Winthrop men's soccer coach. Your season is underway now. When does it end?
The conference tournament, the final is the 17th of November. So if we were to make it all the way, the final would be the 17th. And then the NCAA tournament's after that. So if we're fortunate enough to make it that far, we would be playing until the end of, hopefully the end of November. The College Cup, our final four, so to speak, for men's college soccer, is December 13th, 14th, and 15th.
Okay.
So the teams that make it all the way are playing all the way till then.
And again, free. So folks can go to the games right here at Winthrop for free and just learn about it. I mean, soccer is so huge. I mean, we've seen the rise in the popularity over the years, and we keep hearing about it in the day, how exciting it is and what it provides, an opportunity. And, of course, right up the road in Charlotte, David Tepper with the Carolina Panthers is very interested in bringing Major League Soccer to the city, and if that happens, boy, that would probably change how you recruit and or the eyeballs, I would assume, that you would get, or would it? Would not?
It would help us.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, anything that brings more of an eye to the area from a soccer standpoint would help us. MLS in Charlotte, I think, would be great. I don't think it's that far-fetched that we probably have a chance at least to get a team with Mr. Tepper. He's very tied in, obviously, the president of that team for the Panthers, Mr. Glick, was with New York City FC, or it was City Football Club. And so I think he's trying to line himself up for an MLS team, which would be great for the entire, our two states.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we've seen what it has done with sports tourism here locally, and also with the opportunity to introduce soccer at such a young age, which I'm sure you've seen a big change in that over the years that you've been part of soccer. When you first started, you mentioned that the game is kind of 50-50 between local or just international players and national players. Has that changed? What was it when you first started in terms of soccer?
It was probably, when I first got into college soccer, it was probably about the same as it is now.
Really?
Most of the programs still had a lot of international players. It's a global game. We're living in a, you can pick up a cell phone and watch any player you want now almost live anywhere in the world. So it's a global market just like it is for any job in the world almost now. So it's a good learning experience for our players based locally from South Carolina that they get to experience and have a different perspective from guys from other parts of the world.
I think that's wonderful. And they potentially can go other places as well and play.
Absolutely.
So it goes both ways.
Yeah. We have a couple of players. We have two players, one now right now playing in Hong Kong, one playing in Australia, and one in New Zealand.
Exciting. Wow.
You can watch the games for free. It's the Winthrop men's soccer team. Check them out. Check their schedule out online. And great speaking with, again, the Winthrop men's soccer coach, Daniel Ridenour. Daniel, thank you so much. Good luck this season,
Good
my
stuff.
Man.